It is November 25th, and today I am interviewing my cousin Shayla. Shayla is a student at the Thomas Dale Specialty Center for the Performing Arts. She is a talented individual, and one passion that she's had for a long time is singing. At the young age of 17, you are one of the best singers I know. When did you first discover your love of music?
I first discovered my love of music many years ago when Anita Baker sang on the Apollo, and I was watching it, sitting in my living room. I was like, that's something I want to do. And from then on, it just fueled me to do what I want.
And what about Anita Baker made you interested in music? Is just like her voice or her style of singing?
Her voice, her style, like the way the songs like make you feel, like, I don't know, I can say that about a lot of older singers. It's like you can feel the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like some songs today, you can't feel it. It's just a good song. Like you like the beat.
Right,
or you like the way the singer sings. But like I like to be able to feel the emotions in the song.
The meaning behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can agree with that 100%. So who introduced you to music or fostered your interest in the musical arts?
I would have to say that my parents / family and friends, like, it was just everybody kind of, like, fueled it. Like, my parents and such, like, our whole family is, like, musically involved pretty much. Like, it started from, like, great-grandparents down. Like, everybody does something involving music or did something. Or when I went to private school, in my private school, it wasn't supposed to be, like, all musically and stuff, but all the kids, we were so passionate about music and everything that we kind of like turned it that way, which was really cool. So it helped. I feel like everyone that ever stepped foot into my life has fostered it in some way.
Oh, wow. So were you reluctant to sing at first, or was it just something that you knew you would be great at? Like, oh yeah, I can sing, I can do this, I've got it.
At first, I can say I was very reluctant. Because I didn't really think I could sing. I didn't really know if I could sing or if I would ever be good at it.
Yeah.
It was just something I felt like, you know, I wanted to do. So I was like, why not try it? I mean, because I still honestly to this day don't even, I wouldn't say I'm a great singer. I'd say I'm okay or I'm decent. But I would say I was very reluctant at first because my mom, I was the hide behind my mom type.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even sing for grandma. Like, it was bad. It
very
was pretty
shy.
Bad.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
Well, you are a great singer, so don't doubt that.
Thanks.
Such a great singer. What is your favorite part about singing?
My favorite part about singing has to be letting your emotions out through a song or telling a story through a song. I really enjoy that aspect of singing. Like, singing is like an escape realm for many people, not just me, but for a lot of people. But I use it also as an escape realm. Because, like, when you don't want to be in reality, all you gotta do is pop some headphones in and just listen to one of those songs that you have. Or, like, pretty much there's a song for every emotion you could ever think you had.
There is. It's so crazy how that happens.
So it's like, boom, there I am in my mind or my alternate universe. And I get to express my feelings to you through a song or to the audience. Because I know I'm not the only one that's felt this way, you know?
So being able to connect with others and kind of, like, be like, you're not alone. I can show you that I can relate to you through my voice or through what I want to sing to you.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Thanks.
So then, with that being said, what does singing mean to you?
To me, singing means, I don't know. That's hard. To me, singing means a lot. It means, like, to me, I guess it means to me, it's like a way to talk to someone without actually talking to someone. So, like, if there was something I wanted to tell somebody, I don't have to say it to them, you know? I could put it in a song. Mm-hmm. Maybe play the song for them, and they could probably get the message from that. Or you could say things for other people, sort of like the last question. It's like, it's a language that, I guess, makes it important to me. It's a language that can be used for many things, and it can help you out of many situations.
That sounds lovely. So, recently you've encountered an obstacle in your life. May you please elaborate on the obstacle that you faced?
Recently, I have lost most of my vision due to an epidermoid cyst in my brain that was blocking the cerebral fluid from getting to my spine, causing me to have hydrocephalus, which also caused me to have papilledema, which is the swelling of the optic nerves, which later led to the demise of my vision. Yeah, that happened when I was about 16. I was gonna turn 17. It's pretty much been, what, almost a full year? Well, not almost. It actually has been a full year since that
happened. And did your passion for music help you to overcome this obstacle? And if so, how?
Yes, my passion for music did help me to overcome this obstacle. It made it a lot easier to deal with and handle the situation at hand. Excuse me. It helped me, I guess you could say, like, cope and deal with everything that was going on at the time, and it helped make me feel better. Like, I mean, also, like, obviously, you came to see the musical we did, Aida, mm-hmm. and that was my first time getting a lead role. And all the, like, through the songs in that show, you can see that she has to be strong for her people. And I was like, if she can be strong and I got picked for this role, that means I can be strong too. And plus, those vocals are not for somebody that's weak. So yeah. I was like, oh gosh, if I got picked for this role, that means I can be strong and I got this. Mm-hmm. And that helps get through it. Or like when I would be sitting in my room doing nothing, I'd be like, hey dad, can you turn on some like Anita Baker so I can listen to her, or just something. And we'd be in there singing, well, my dad in another key and me just singing with Anita, you know. Just things like that.
So it helped you like connect to the characters
in yeah. the show. And I was actually singing when they dragged me down to my surgery room.
Oh, wow.
I sang all the way to the surgery room. My parents were about to cry, and I was sitting here laughing. I was like, please give me the laughing gas. And then they asked me to sing, and I was like, okay, sure. So I sang all the way to the room, and then, like, not even just that. It was like, I also, oh, yeah, one thing that also helped me was, like, when I was singing. So, like, I hate needles a lot, mm-hmm. and I had 3 IVs. Mm-hmm. Technically 4, but one of them broke, so I had to take it out. I had 3 IVs, and whenever, I hate needles, so when they had to stick me with the IV, I would look the other way, and I'd start singing one of the songs from Aida. Mm-hmm. No kidding. My parents were like, people would look at me, and I was like, it helps. Just yeah. You wouldn't understand. Yeah. It helps. Unless you want me to sit here and have a tantrum, it helps.
So how has music brought you closer to your family and your friends?
Music has brought me closer to my friends because majority of my friends have a passion for music, or they have a liking of it. Practically all of us are in the Specialty Center together for vocals. So, you know, that made us all flock to one another. Like, oh snap, you can sing, I can sing, we can do something with this. And like, we also like teach each other different things because we all like different genres of music, so we all like spread things to each other. Like, I have one friend who's really good at jazz, one friend who's like in love with like throwback R&B. Mm-hmm. I have another friend who likes pop music or classical music, like things like that. It's like you learn from different people. Like, some of my friends can really harmonize, like they have no problem harmonizing with anybody. Mm-hmm. And they have taught me how to more so hear the harmonies so that I can get better at that too. Or how I've gotten closer to family. I feel like music has brought our family together in like many, many ways. It's like family comes out to support us during like performances and shows, and like we have little talent showcases at, you know, family functions and things like that, because the support is just awesome from the family. So it's like we get to see, well, we know that they have our backs and we get to see them like
right.
more often. So I think it brings us together as a family too.
Definitely. And lastly, what lessons have you learned through your passion for music, and how do you apply them to your life now?
I've learned many lessons from my passion in music. I've learned discipline and control, which are two things that you obviously need out in the world. You can't just be out here doing whatever. You have to have discipline. You have to be able to control yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned that there are other ways to tell people how you feel other than just like lashing out on them or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could put it in a song or listen to some music and just calm yourself down, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, just not let it get out of hand, which is also probably a part of control too.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. You become one with your body too, because you have to know your body and like learn how to use the different parts of your body to enhance mm-hmm. your craft.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to this interview with me. I really appreciate it.
No problem.